Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live on Where They Do That At Radio. Coming to you live with Miss Nadine Fry. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've been telling you about this all week. Yo, we got one exclusive, very special show that's planned for tonight. For all my listeners who definitely want to figure out where they need to tune in and definitely get all the exclusives in terms of what we're going to be discussing tonight, which will be Ms. Fry's latest book, which will be entitled Only the Strong Survive, which is going to be an ongoing series that we're going to be featuring here on Where They Do That At Radio. You know, you can actually give us a call at area code 347-934-0318 on Where They Do That At Radio. But what we're getting ready to do is just to give our calls a chance to definitely tune in while we get Ms. Fry already prepared and all that great stuff. We're going to hit you with some real good music. You know, again, we encourage all listeners, all artists, everyone who's definitely a fan of Ms. Fry to definitely call in. Again, that number is 347-934-0318 on Where They Do That At Radio. Again, for all you guys who have definitely, I'm going to say this before we go into the song. You need to get the book. Awesome book. Awesome, awesome, awesome. That's all I can say. And again, like I said, man, you know, she's going to be with us live shortly, so just bear with us and just enjoy the music.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
Anybody
have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah. Oh.
When everyone else around me,
you
know.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine. And I am his. It doesn't matter what I am. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine. And I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no helpers in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myra, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'll never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, what did he see?
The best.
I said, what did he see? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I get, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time, we're gonna go past it. He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine, and I'm his.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
All right, all right. Yo, we just getting warmed up. We just getting warmed up, you know. I appreciate all the support for all the listeners tuning in tonight. Like I said, we got a very, very, very special guest, Miss Nadine Fry, world-acclaimed author of Only the Strong Survive. She also has a second title, which is called Only the Strong Survives, True Grit. And also on bookshelves as we speak right now is Ariana's Revenge. Very, very powerful books. Very, very excellent, excellent wording. Again, definitely on Where They Do That Radio. We appreciate having Ms. Fry as a new addition to our entourage. We open her with welcome arms, and we just want everybody to know that from Where They Do That Radio, she has plenty of support. We appreciate all the letters, all the chats, all the emails. Again, you know, she has a lot of love to give. She has a very powerful message that she's wanting to bring to the listeners. And like I said before, we during the broadcast, we definitely allow the listeners to talk to Ms. Fry. All you need to do is, if you've already dialed in, just press 1, and that'll let us know that you want to have a question for the host, and we'll definitely take your questions and definitely get you on the air as well. Like I said, we're coming to you live tonight from 9 until 11. We're broadcasted not just locally but worldwide. Over 22 million listeners are tuned in this broadcast as we speak. And again, we have a very, 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 very special show for you tonight. So pretty much, you know, we just want you just to enjoy what you're going to hear, walk away with a very positive message in terms of all the stuff that's going to be discussed tonight. Now, this next artist that I'm going to bring up here is actually a local artist. You know, he's been actually in the music for over the last 5 years. He does a lot of things in terms of, you know, within his community. He's going by the name of G Free. Now, G Free stands for God Free. Local artist, definitely doing his part, doing his thing. You know, he was part of the broadcast last week. I promised him I'll definitely get him in rotation tonight, and so we're going to do just that. This is my guy, you know, which we hope you will enjoy. His name is God Free. And this track is called Teach Me the Word.
Lord, Jesus. get along in this picture. I need a
scripture.
Oh Father, I really wanna be with you. That's why I can't do it by myself. Oh Lord, I need your help, cause I'm helpless to myself. You told me the way and I made so I follow. Worshiping you in spirit and truth, Lord, I gotta
teach me the word.
Cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength and find, was it all in vain? Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. Cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf that if he would be there for you, I want you to
leave the world. Don't live life in distress. Just let go, let God. He'll work it out for you. I pray that your soul will be.
Never have to live a lie. Never have to wonder why. Never want for nothing. You're always satisfied in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habit you got. You won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change. I can testify. See, I spoke to God.
Hello?
All right, girl.
Oh,
what I'm talking about. Yo, Kirk Franklin, Imagine Me. Wow, boy. That sends goosebumps up my spine right there. I mean, yo, very good song. Yo, full of inspiration. For all y'all who don't know, we're coming to you live on Where They Do That At Radio with very special guest, Miss Nadine Fry, world-acclaimed author of Only the Strong Survive. Also, she also has the second title, which is Only the Strong Survives, True Grit. And then the third title, which is entitled Ariana's Revenge. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been anticipating this Sunday. I mean, from last week's broadcast. Again, Ms. Fry, we appreciate you coming back again tonight. Definitely, sharing with us, man, this great message. And definitely these words of inspiration that, we've been all, and so desperately needing, I'm saying? I'm going to let you know, man, I've been sneaking a peek at the book. I've been, man, I got it on ebook first. And then, man, and then after what was said the other day, man, I am home. I know my listeners who already purchased got a lot of questions. I got some of my own as well. But, yo, This is great. This is definitely great. But, for all the first-time listeners that we got on the air, I got to do this so we can definitely kind of catch them up to speed in terms of what's being done. Just tell us a little bit about, in your own words, about the book, Only the Strong Survive. Tell us what really motivated you, to really put this message out to all the listeners and viewers and readers that are out there. We got a lot of new listeners on the line as well tonight.
I needed a healing. I needed a healing from the inside. And when I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, I was taking pain medicine that didn't work. God said, you're not stressed out. You're stressed in. So you have to get all the pain, everything that happened to you all through your life, you have to get it out. And oh, my God, how do I get it out? He said, write it. Write from the first thing that happened to you, write about everything that happened. Don't think about anybody else. Just write. And the pain will leave. The pain was the pain of things that happened to me in my life. Only the strong survive is not my strength. Within me.
All right.
He carried me through my thorns because I couldn't walk. I fell too many times. But God picked me up and took me through my thorns. I wanted Kirk Franklin played because I just wanted all the listeners that have been abused to know that God said it's gone.
That's right.
And how do we know it's gone? It's through the Word.
That's
by reading His Word, He tells us that it's all gone. We have to forgive them regardless.
That's right.
But the only thing that bothered me is I couldn't forget. I forgave my abuse, but I couldn't forget. So I went to God and asked God, why do I forget? And God said, because I took you through this for experience.
All right.
I want you to experience that abuse so that everybody that you talk to, you can witness and tell them, I've been through what you've been through.
That's right. I tell you,
God is my life story, and Only Strong True Grit is my son Ray because of the abuse from his father, he was born with cerebral palsy. Never was supposed to walk or talk, but he's doing both. Driving, married, has his own house.
Wow.
God let me see because of the love and obedience I was giving him. He let my child walk and talk.
All right. And that is definitely words of inspiration. I mean, again, for all my listeners, like I said, we definitely are welcoming, any questions. You can definitely just press 1 on your dial. We'll definitely cue you in and let you definitely, ask your questions, especially if you've already read the book. I'm telling you, if you haven't, do yourself a favor. Go out to your nearest Barnes & Nobles, Books A Million, Amazon.com. Get you the copy of Only the Strong Survive by Miss Nadine Fry, because I'm telling you, these words from her experience are definitely Food for Healing. I have a lot of listeners that listen to us worldwide from all different genres of musical background, all different walks of life. And it's became a great, great impact on a lot of people's lives in terms of, you know, the words you shared with us last week and the message that you're bringing this week. You know, so we kind of, you know, which brings me to one question in particular that was kind of a repetitive question that was asked throughout the week. In your own words, kind of explain the difference. You know, we know when we hear the word abuse, we immediately we go to the physical. You know, we see the physical in a lot of the things that we see from things that we read, from you know, the shows that we watch, different things that we come in contact with. But in your own words, through your own walk, you know, especially, you know, from what you describe in the book, kind of describe the difference between, well, let's say it this way, the difference between what you experience from a physical abuse standpoint to the mental abuse.
Physical is easy because when anything happens to you physically, you know, someone might beat you or whatever, eventually your body will heal itself.
Yes.
But mental abuse does not heal without God.
All right.
See, mental abuse takes your self-esteem. And self-esteem is something that if you don't have, you're dead.
You're right. You're right.
If you don't have any respect for yourself, you feel anything someone does to you, you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder why everybody you come into contact with are those kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're feeling it's your fault. What did I do? What didn't I do? What could I have done? What do I do the next time?
Mm-hmm.
It's mental.
God.
And it doesn't go away without God. Even now, I think about it. I know I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you can be healed, but you still have the symptoms?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I'm trying to explain to
you. Yeah.
I know God has healed me, but I still have the symptoms.
Yes.
I still have that barrier. I know I will never be abused again because I'm experienced at it.
Mm-hmm.
I know how they look, how they lure, how they watch you.
Mm-hmm.
The things they give you, they prey on you.
Mm-hmm.
So watch what you like so those things they can take from you.
That's right.
They get stronger because of fear. When they see fear in a child or a grown person, that's what makes you strong. Fear. They want you afraid of them. They'll always tell you things to make you be afraid. And none of it is true. It's just their way of manipulating you into thinking they'll do something else because they know that if they do things to any other members of your family or anyone else, they won't get away with it.
That's right. You're right. You are so right. You are so right. And just to add to that, you know, it comes in so many different forms. Even, you know, just for all of the listeners out there that have children, you know, I have kids. I have three kids. I have two daughters, and I have a son. I have, you know, two grandbabies, which is my oldest grandbaby is 7, and my youngest is about 20 months old. Three girls that make up my immediate family, and it's so many things out there in the world that your children are exposed to, and you have to be careful as parents of exactly what they're exposed to, the things that will prey on them if you're not careful. And we can't, I mean, as when they're small children, we can watch them 24/7, but as they get older,
right,
as they have other experiences, the things of the world, if you really examine it and look at it, you know, that's, you know, you have to be very careful, you know, and I'm so glad that you're definitely coming forth and especially, you know, with this book, Only the Strong Survive, because it really, you know, shows with all of the things that you experience, it can be used for good. But you have to be willing to allow God to come in and really allow his power and his strength to really manifest itself, to really be able to carry you through and be able to stand and be able to basically bring a voice to something that our society a lot of times turns away from. Just like, and I want you to explain this to my listeners. You know, as you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, me and Ms. Fry, we talk a lot. Again, just from that standpoint, which will probably be a real good start, what are the things that, from a woman's perspective, that the world still kind of still teaches that, you know, it's not actually helping the situation, but it's really hurting it, you know? Kind of explain. I want you to explain your own, because you can do it a whole lot better than I can. Just explain, you know, what happens when, if something happens in the capacity where it's abuse, and then you're told not to say something or forget about it or let it go, just how does that impact the person? You know, if you don't say anything, I mean, I want you to explain it to my listeners, just really the damage that's really being done today and what we can do to correct that.
So we are always being told to put it on a back burner. Don't say anything. Don't talk about it. Everybody does it. It happens in every family. His father did it, her father. It's always somebody saying, you know, it's all right, just don't say nothing about it. Even when my mother was alive, and I talked to my mother, and just don't say nothing. He probably got food on the table. They just had to take so much back in those days, and they let the children go through so much. And it goes back to that word fear.
That's right.
That's what stems the fear, not wanting your children to talk. Stop pushing your kids away when they try to talk to you. Stop leaving them places because they want to go to that person. You know why most kids want to go to a person or hug that person as soon as they see them? They're afraid of them. It's the other way around. They're afraid of them. They're afraid if they don't go to that person, what will happen when my mom leaves?
That's right.
I've been through it. I had to go to him. When she would leave me, I had to, because he'd give me that look like, if you say something, what I'm going to do when she leaves. So I act like I really loved him and wanted to stay there. But I knew what I was going to get.
That's right.
And stop thinking just because your child is distant and don't want to be bothered with somebody, that's not the child that's being abused. The child that's being abused is the child that's wanting to be cuddled and touched and held a lot, because somebody that they loved touched them, and they felt uncomfortable, but they loved them.
That's right.
And they felt that was love.
That's right.
So the children that's being all cuddly and want to be held, parents need to stop thinking, oh, I know Miss Barbara loves him because of the way, oh, no, that child is afraid of her.
And I'm going to tell you, Ms. Fry, definitely, you definitely have my listeners' attention. Again, I mean, even as a parent, you know, until I've actually read your book and really just examined a lot of the things, you know, that is around, it really, really starts to make sense, because you kind of have to think about just the things that we're involved in as a culture, as a people, as an environment. And then you have to also remember this. Now, you know, I grew up in a single family home. My mother raised me and my brother alone. You know, my father passed away when I was 3. He died in a car accident. And so I have very, very, you know, I have, you know, at the age I am now, I still have, you know, a lot of, you know, memories of, you know, being, you know, my mother. When he passed away, I had a lot of family members that came by that I met through different family functions, and then also on the other side, because I was the oldest grandchild. So back in those days, the way my grandfather, my grandmother, my parents in general, you know, my mother, you know, my grandfather became my father because my dad was not there, so he felt that void of, you know, doing the things that a father would do. But he was very, very, very protective of a lot of the things that we were in contact with as kids. And I understand that more now being a parent than I did when I was a child. But I understand. It was a lot of things I've read in your book. Like I said, I got my own questions. A lot of things that I didn't quite understand, but you definitely helped shed some light on a lot of that. And as parents nowadays, we have more predators now than ever because of the things that we don't quite recognize. And just like what you just said earlier, you know, you have to really pay attention to the things that your children are involved in, the people that they are associating themselves with. Take inventory, and then you have to really acknowledge that. Now, from your own experience, you know, so I can kind of catch my listeners up to speed, you know, just like you said, it's actually the opposite in a lot of cases when they are yearning to maybe want to be held or cuddled and so forth by this particular person. It could be an actual sign of that. From just, you know, what I've read and what I've experienced, you know, through my own walk, what would you say the ratio of physical as well as mental abuse that goes untold in our society now?
90%.
Wow.
90%.
Wow. And that's a very staggering number, but I understand more now, you know, why is that rate. We just answered this, but just for my listeners' sake and everyone else that's out there on the air, would you say the 90% that are being abused now, are you saying that they want to speak about it, they just are being told not to, or is it just it's going unnoticed?
Fear. I was told, you know, I had brothers and sisters that were younger than me,
mm-hmm.
and they was getting abused by he beat them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's all he did, but he beat them a lot. And every time he would beat them, he would look at me while he beat them. To let me know if the next time I'll kill him if you say something. That was how I thought as a child, 5, 6 years old.
Exactly.
For my mother, I was close to my mother. Mm-hmm. Well, he would always say, you know, you say one more thing, I'm going to kill you to my mother. And then he'd look at me.
Mm-hmm.
He was always letting me and my sister, he was doing to my sister, know, if you tell, this is the things I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they think since that person's doing things to them that they will actually hurt their family or their mother.
That's right.
And if they talk about it too, I didn't want to talk about it because I didn't want to hurt my brothers and sisters.
That's right.
Because they, no matter how he beat them, they thought that he was making a man out of them. And they think that today. Daddy made a man out of me because he beat me.
Yeah.
And they think they had a good father. So I didn't want to tell them how he really was.
That's right. You didn't want to taint their image. And that's...
No.
Yeah, and that's...
I want to protect them.
That's right. And, I mean, and this is why, again, we really all as a community, as a whole, we really have to understand, you know, the things that are being done. Again, there's, you know, when they do that radio, you know, we are on 5, 6 days a week, now 7. And we talk about a lot of things, you know, just shed some light on a couple of things. You know, I deal with a lot of young folks, you know, with their music, you know, they from rap, R&B, and so forth. And you hear about the struggles that they go through to come to a point where enough is enough, so they want to break away into something that they can be their own individual person. But the underlying fact, the reason why, and I'm going to share this with my listeners, you want to know the reason why our youth is so attracted to the hip-hop culture and what it represents. And I'm going to share a secret with you. The reason why is because a lot of the things that they hear, a lot of that they can relate to. You might think from an outside perspective, well, you know, you might, we just use an example, just a typical example. You know, you always hear the folks talk about the Joneses. You know, they have the white picket fence. They have, you know, 2.3 kids. They have this, they have that, boom, boom, boom. And that's great from an outside perspective, but they may be also in that realm of who they are associated with, a lot of this mental and physical abuse they can identify with. So when they hear bits and pieces of this language or this tone or this of this, you know, this realm being spoke of, it attracts them because, see, keep in mind, one side is saying don't say anything about it. You know, it happens to everyone, get over it, blah, blah, blah. But when things start to spark a young mind, it attracts them to this. Now, and I'm going to say this also because I am in media. The problem is no one is really taking the time out to really break down the problem. The problem ain't the music. The music doesn't, you know, and let's say it this way. You always hear folks say, well, you know, you might have certain advocates that might say, well, you know, they're strong advocate against keeping guns in the house because, you know, guns are dangerous and guns kill people. But let's back that up. Stop right there. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Gun is just a tool. It's in music. This is what I'm saying in terms of that. The problem ain't the music. The problem is what's in the music that is attracting that child to start with. If he or she can identify with that and that's not quite the message that a parent may feel they should be zoomed into, then you might need to examine the environment and the people that they are around. Because the problem ain't what they're hearing, it's what they are experiencing.
Exactly.
And that's what they are drawn to. So it's an awakening. It's a message. You know, a lot of the things that we're doing, you know, from just a culture standpoint, we need to speak on certain things. And I, again, Ms. Fry, I appreciate you definitely be a part of the way they do that at Family to bring a lot of this to light. Again, you know, very, very special book. For all y'all who do not have your copy, you need to go out and get it now. It's entitled Only the Strong Survives. Also, the second title, Only the Strong Survives, True Grit, which is about her son, Ramon, who grew from a child with cerebral palsy into a very predominant young man now. Very great story of inspiration, but you got to understand, when you look and listen and examine what Ms. Fry has been through, it's going to strike a chord with every one of these listeners that are on the line. Why? Because everything that you can possibly imagine that a person can go through, Ms. Fry virtually has already been exposed to that on so many different levels. And this is why, you know, what has drawn us in and what has drawn us as a group and as a listener in, you know, to all of that. But
you see, God, the reason why I got to know who I am today, Ray was born with cerebral palsy for me because I was a 16-year-old girl that didn't know love. From my stepfather that I loved, and he abused me. Then my mother didn't want to believe it, so I left home, and then I got married at young, and he battered me for 3 years, locked me in closets, and I just didn't have no love. I was ready to commit suicide. But when I had Ray, Ray gave me a reason to live.
That's right.
Because I knew if I left, who would take care of my child?
That's right.
So when I went on, Dr. God, why did you, how can I deal with this? A child with cerebral palsy, he has so many needs. And God let me know, you need that. You need somebody to need you.
That's right.
And that's why I had Ray. And I told him one day, when he wanted to commit suicide, he said he was in a body he didn't want to be in. I just told him, I said, you didn't have cerebral palsy for you. You got cerebral palsy for me. I need you.
That's right.
And that's what kept him alive. That I needed him. I needed somebody to want me. I needed somebody to help put his clothes on or walk him to the bus stop or put on his braces. I needed that in order to live, or I would have killed myself.
Yes, and it's I think it's very easy and very safe to say that by having Ray, it taught you really what love was.
Yeah.
From a bad experience to what it was designed for. And God really helped you with that. And again, you know, I have a lot of listeners that's on the line. I have a couple that already have a couple of questions, and we'll be taking the questions shortly. I want to make sure that everybody understands that tonight's broadcast is about the book entitled Only the Strong Survives. We have a very special guest, Ms. Nadine Fry, who will be on every Sunday from 9 to 11, and we're going to discuss, you know, the different things that we're exposed to from a secular standpoint, and then some positive solutions that we all can contribute to do, you know, as we're becoming more and more aware of what's being done. Because there is a lot of things that we as a culture have to acknowledge. And I'll be the first to say this on the air. Of course, this is not a typical conversation that a lot of folks like to immediately jump into. You know, we would rather talk about who's going to be coming up in the Super Bowl, NBA playoffs, you know, all the other things except for these issues. But let me tell you something. I'm gonna say this on the also. I'm only 38 years old, and I understand this. In my lifetime, I've realized that the older I get, the more I start turning a blind eye to certain issues. That doesn't mean that those issues get better. That just simply means that I've chosen a way to not deal with it. Which, am I really part of the solution, or am I actually part of the problem? You know, if my daughters can't come to me and talk to me about certain things,
right,
if I'm shutting them off or shutting them down about certain things that they want to know because of their experiences, am I really helping them? So I have to have, you know, it's okay. Now, don't get it wrong. It's okay to be a friend to your
right.
children, but you also have to look at it from a parent standpoint. You have to, a parent wants to protect. A parent wants to do these things that's right. Now, you know, we're going to, I'm going to open this up, and then I'm going to let you, you know, continue with this. A lot of the abuse that a lot of folks are experiencing that have had that experience, you have to understand where this all comes from. It's like if the person that is being abused by someone that was abused, typically that's usually the scenario, then it's something that has to be identified as, okay, well, to stop this, we have to first know where it comes from. We have to be able to understand the symptoms. We can't allow other things to dictate, you know, well, you know, this happens to everyone, it, you know, this, that, and the other. It does, but that doesn't mean that it can't be stopped. It doesn't mean that we can just simply just, you know, turn a blind eye to it. We have to be more aware of the things that are actually preying upon our children and, you know, in a lot of situations, so we can help them, so we can give them the things that they need, you know, especially if it's from a lack of love standpoint, especially if it's from a relationship with God standpoint. If it's based upon that, and that's really truthfully and honestly, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. It really, that's where it's, you know, the solution is in that. But we have to understand what's going on, which brings me to my next question. Now, from the standpoint of having Ray, and then him growing up with cerebral palsy, and all the things that that he experienced growing up, how did Ray feel about his father?
He loved his father.
Mm-hmm.
Because I never talked bad about his father, because it was his father.
Right.
What went on between me and Raymond, that was Raymond Sr., was between us. And these two young people that got married just wasn't ready for it.
That's right.
Most of it was my fault, because I wasn't ready for it because of the abuse, and every time he wanted to touch me, I wouldn't let him.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd go somewhere else. So it was my fault. But I didn't tell Ray. He loved his father, because I didn't think, why should I talk about him to his son? He just wanted me to do what a wife does.
That's right.
And I didn't do it. And then I would, when he would go out and do his thing, I'd wait till he'd come home with my suitcase packed, and then we'd get to fighting. Why didn't I leave before he came? You know, little things like that.
Yeah.
I could have left before he got home, but I'd sit there and wait, and I'm getting ready to leave, and then you're not going to leave, I don't want this and that, and then lock me up. But I did some of those things, so I didn't tell Ray, because regardless of what we went through, he still loved. I have two children, Ray and Renee.
Mm-hmm.
And he still loved his kids. Mm-hmm. He was young too, 16 mm-hmm. years old.
Exactly.
Didn't mm-hmm. know. So Ray still loved it. And I left. I left from place to place. And he didn't even know where I was half our life because of me leaving, going so many places.
Mm-hmm.
But Ray still loved his job.
Mm-hmm.
And Raymond loved his kids. I just kept his kids from him because I was in that state. I didn't want him being with his own kids.
Yeah. And you know, for a lot of reasons, you know, I can definitely understand, from that standpoint, I definitely can understand. I know a lot of my listeners can definitely understand that as well. Pretty much, you know, and that's, you know, in that scenario,
you know, in general, you know, from one degree to the other, that's very understandable when, you know, when you come from that level, being young, and then finally, you know, things have a tendency to work themselves to a point where it's like, okay, enough is enough. Now, you know, you want to just pick up the pieces and rebuild. That's understandable, you know, because that's part of, okay, you want the hurt to stop. You want the pain to stop. You want to focus on the things that matter now. And so that makes perfect sense.
And you I want to say this, get this in before the show is over.
Yes.
Watch your children. They will let you know in some kind of way. They lash out. Either their grades are dropped. The things they normally do good, they don't do good anymore.
That's right.
You know your child. Your child is used to going in the room watching TV, and all of a sudden you look in the room with TV off and the child's saying, you know your child. Something is wrong. They can't talk to you, so just talk to them. Let them know that they come before anybody else.
That's right.
Some women, and I might have been one of them,
mm-hmm.
because of the unemployment and they can't afford babysitters and they don't have enough money, so they want their boyfriends to help them financially. Mm-hmm. They'll leave their kids with anybody, and if the kids say something about the boyfriend or the husband, they're ready to sell the kid off. Oh, shut up, you're lying, or whatever, because they want to keep that man.
That's right. That is so right.
And is it worth your child's whole life? My whole life was ruined because of one man. If you're going to be doing bad with a man anyway and you got to be struggling, if you can't afford a babysitter and you got a man, then you can do bad by yourself. You don't need a man.
That's right. Hey, you said a mouthful today. You're so right, you know.
They're the ones that don't have nothing, don't have jobs, staying home with your kids while you're working. They're the ones watching your children, and it's not just the girls.
That's
it's
right.
The boys. My brother, one of my brothers was molested.
That's right.
So it wasn't just me.
That's right. It's not just, you know, and we want to make sure that, you know, everybody understands that when we talk about this on Where They Do That Radio, it's not just from a woman's perspective or of just what women go through. This is us as general. This is men and women. This is from people that you are associated with. These are people that are within the household, within the family members.
If everybody starts talking to their children, we can stop these abusers. Because if these abusers know that they're going to be told on and people are going to start noticing, maybe we can stop it. Because this generation are weaker and wiser. Remember that.
They're
wiser. They can manipulate a mother and father and make the mother and father feel anything they want
to feel. You are so.
I know I got grandkids, and I love my grandson. And anything he tell me, I believe it.
Exactly.
Not they already know that it's not the truth, but they know how to
manipulate. You are so right. You just said a mouthful then.
They're that way, and they come up being abusers, what's going to happen?
That's right.
So we got to stop it now. I want my voice heard because I want people to know abuse. Recognize them, abusers.
That's right. Recognize them so that way you can be made aware and then you can protect.
And they don't. They're not. They're always kind, nice people.
Yes, yes.
You should never think.
Exactly. It's never, you know, how the media, how they are portrayed from one side. You know, it's not the person that's, you know, lurking around in dark shadows with a trench coat, with, you know, it's usually in most cases, and statistics does show this, you know, it's usually the abusers are not perfect strangers. They're usually people that everybody knows. They don't have that persona, so it's hard.
My stepfather was the head of the Urban League.
Mm.
He was the head over the Urban League, and well, who was at the Urban League? Dysfunctional children that didn't have anything, and that's how he met my mother.
Mm.
With five of us, we was going to the Urban League, going to field trips.
That's right.
And they're usually hanging around children somewhere.
That's right.
But he was distinguished and intelligent, went to college, everything.
That's right. I mean, you really have to, I mean, I, you know, and this message is how you want to say it, you know, not saying that we're putting out a scared straight program. What we're saying is that we as a culture, and I want to be very, very clear on this, we as a culture, we just need to be aware of these things. Because, see, if you ain't been paying attention to what's going on in the news, what's going on in the media, what's going on with your children, what's going on from an educational standpoint, what's going on in general in the world. These things, they're progressing at such a rate that if you're not careful, the things that me and Ms. Fryer are discussing, especially what she, puts out in her book, if you don't recognize this, then how are you going to be aware and how are you going to be able to protect your children from that? If you're unaware of it, if you're thinking it's something totally different than what it is, when everyone else says, oh, don't worry about it, get over it, and go on to, this, that, and the other, and if you do just that, you have not helped the situation. You've only hurt the situation. And then you got to keep in mind, I'm going to say this, and it's going to make you think. I'm only going to just speak just on my experience from growing up. You know, they call Georgia the Bible Belt. You know, how you want to say it? We have Southern hospitality that's here. A lot of old principles still are, especially within the Black community. But I learned as an adult how a lot of the things that I discovered by reading your book, the things that I would hear that I never would believe, I now understand it now. Give an example. Statistically, in this state of Georgia, and again, I don't write this stuff. I'm just quoting statistics and I'm just quoting fact. Georgia by far is one of the lowest educated states in terms of test scores, schooling, and so forth. Has one of the highest dropout rates and highest rate of teenage pregnancy. Also is the largest employer of single women in the penal system. And most of the penal systems do a lot of the labor that is state-funded to build these schools, highways, and so forth. So they have an entire program designed that if you don't excel, you get into bad grades, hang out with the wrong bunch, you end up, pregnant before you graduate. They have all these programs that put you into a program or a realm where a lot of these things are prevalent. Now, I want you to think about this from a man and woman perspective. I want you to think about the man and woman as being a heart. And let's say each part of that heart represents, a whole heart makes, a full tank of blood. And let's say the man and woman, I'm going to really get real with you. Let's say, for instance, the man grew up in a family that he was raised by his mother. His father was not around. So his mother did the best she could with him. But let's say his love tank, in terms of how he should be able to express love from a manly perspective to a woman and this, that, and so forth, it's not all the way filled up because it's only by the best that his mother could do what best was done, but his tank is half full. Now, the woman, on the other hand, she grew up in a household where the father and mother was there. So now keep in mind where I'm going with this. There's a reason why the man love's tank is only half full. And there's a reason why the woman's tank is all the way filled up because of both of their experiences, what they've witnessed, what they've seen. Now, let's throw in what we're talking about now. Let's say that in all this, what we're talking about, the love that the person who understands it from a man and woman's perspective might have was some things that we're talking about now that was involved with that. Maybe her true interpretation of what love is came from a misguided direction. Mm-hmm. Think about this, and then you look back and you look at all the things we have going on in society, from a couple to couple, from a marriage standpoint to a divorce rate to infidelity to now the kids going back and forth. You understand why we have the mess that we have now. And you also understand also the reason why it's not a subject that a lot of folks are very comfortable talking about, because it's a misguiding and it's a misleading aspect of this that a lot of us are unaware of. And it's only prevalent now because it used to be a lot of people You know, and I'm going on just what I was saying earlier. You know, when I was coming up, you know, if you got in trouble in school, not only did your mom get on to you, but the neighbor down the street got on to you. The whole community raised the child. You know, if you messed up, you would get it all the way from the time you got out of school till you got home by everybody in the community before your mom got back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, but I also want you to understand what we're saying in this. That principle was an old principle that we grew into. We didn't question it. That's what it was done. We now live in a generation where our children are so much wiser than we were. They have so many things that we didn't have, so many things they can do, but yet they have that many more predators that are at them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if we are not careful,
mm-hmm.
we are going to be raising generations of people who are misinterpreting, you know, the abuse for love, and then they're going to be seeking it in wrong places. You know, anytime you bring up politics, religion, or anything in the same conversation, a lot of folks steer away from it. Now, keep in mind, the great unifier, just like we said at the beginning of the broadcast, is music. But the music is telling us something. If your child is listening to music that talks about poverty in the streets,
mm-hmm.
the struggle that's going on, and you're trying to figure out, well, why does my daughter like this kind of music? Why does my son like this kind of music? We don't live like that.
Mm-hmm.
Think, you ask yourself that question about 5 or 10 more times and start examining the people that they are around.
And why they turn to drugs? Because they want to stop thinking about something.
Exactly.
They turn to drugs. When I was... Back in my day, we drink a beer and you thought you was bad. But now
mm-hmm.
it's thugs.
Exactly.
Because the beer don't do it anymore. Kids are being abused, they're turning to stuff. Or either cutting themselves, pain.
Exactly. It's all of these things, the pain that we are experiencing needs to be heard. It needs to be recognized. And it needs to be spoken on. And it needs to be, we all as a people, as a culture, have to understand really what's going on. And just like I tell a lot of the artists, we have a duty to these listeners to really be able to acknowledge this. You know, you have a sense of responsibility to really lead these listeners where they need to go. Because if this music is shedding light on the issue and nothing is being done, then other things need to be spoken of that will, you know, bring about a certain level of change or at least awareness. The awareness is where it starts, but it has to come back to the source. And just like I said, the only reason why you were able to go through all the stuff you went through and be able to still be here now today on the Where They Do to That radio show is because all of that adversity brought you to a point with God that you...
But you know, when you say back when you said the mother and the father
mm-hmm.
still in the home, then the man had just the mother.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big difference in being in the home and being there.
There you go. You're right.
And, you know, your mother could be there, but I mean, is she really there? And then a lot of the kids that have rich parents, I mean, they pay them, give them money, but they leave. They're not there.
Exactly.
My mother wasn't there. She was in the home, but she wasn't there. Why didn't you stop it? So kids are thinking, they're lashing out. Why don't you stop what's happening to me? Why don't somebody, so they lash out at anything they can.
That's right. And they lash out at anything they can, and they gravitate towards things that, you know, just like from one level, it may be, you know, I used to be, and my grandfather says a lot, you know, certain music he didn't want us to listen to because he used to call it devil music. He used to, you know, he was a deacon in the church.
Mm-hmm.
I came from a very musically inclined family. So if it wasn't, I'm going to tell you something, this is going to blow your mind. If it wasn't church music, gospel music, he didn't want to hear it, which made sense. It made a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I'm not bashful. I'm old enough. I'm battling my own demons here, but I'm going to say this on the air. I realized when I became an adult, and from people in my peer group, a lot of the folks that were being preyed upon, a lot of these folks were involved in family-oriented programs. A lot of them were involved with the church. A lot of them, it was a lot of things that kind of are totally oxymoron, you know, where these things came out. One particular person, I'm not going to bring them on, you know, to say anything on the air, but I will share this. A friend of mine, while, you know, when we was growing up, we used to always visit this certain church, and this particular person would always try to, you know, to hug them and embrace them and so forth, you know, when they would come and greet them or leave the church. And what ended up happening was, I always noticed, though, when this one particular person would come around, they would get very apprehensive. I mean, they would break out in cold sweats. It's like, you know, yeah, they was, but this person was, to everybody in the community, just this great God-sent person that everybody loved. But this person was terrified of this person. So terrified to a point that it got, you know, it got to a point where it got so noticeable that I had to kind of just step out of the normal conversation and ask. And I was like, well, what's really going on? And this person never really wanted to talk about it. It's like, I like the person, you know, they're a great person, everybody, you know, but I just don't. You know, they would freeze up. So it's like, well, are you saying you don't like them? What happened? What's going on? I mean, you know, but that's as far as it went. Then when we became adults, you know, older, they could now talk about it, but on a certain level. Now, keep in mind, this was a friend that I, you know, went to school with, so we communicated a lot, but on that level, it was always a dormant conversation. So when they let it go, I let it go, but I could see it. And so it took them like another 10, 20 years or so to really come forth and say, well, the reason why I was terrified of this person, because they would always come over for Bible study and they was friends with my father and my mother. But when they wasn't around, this person abused me. Mm-hmm. And I went and I told, and nobody believed me. Mm-hmm. And so what was I to do? This person was an upstanding person in the community, but nobody could, you know, so it was like, I thought it was my fault. So it really, a lot of the things you discuss, I can definitely relate to from just experiences and from people that I know. And I know there's a lot of listeners out there, if not, you know, have experienced or at least know someone that has gone through this, maybe still going through it till this day. As a culture and as a people, we have to make this known, and we have to know what we need to do to protect ourselves and our loved ones from this. But we won't truly be able to do this until we get to the root of the problem. You know, and so again, like I said, again, awesome book. I mean, a lot of things, you know, you really have exposed to all of us. And with that, you know what I'm saying, we definitely invite any other questions or, you know, questions or comments on everything that's been discussed. This is the Where They Do That radio show. We're live with Ms. Nadine Fry, and we're discussing, you know, the book entitled Only the Strong Survive. It talks about the struggles from physical and mental abuse from Ms. Fry, and then also what positiveness has come from that and the levels of awareness that we all need to be made aware of from all of that. And with that being said, also for all of my my listeners, you know, and artists that are on the line as well with the other listeners that are there, we really want you to really listen to what is being discussed. And we're going to say this, and I'm going to open up the floor for questions. If you are an artist who really has a window to what's going on in your community, and if we're not bringing at least this point out, then we're leaving these, you know, we're leaving these children, we're leaving these people, you know, at the mercy and at the whim of these abusers.
Exactly.
And we have to acknowledge this, and we have to all figure out creative resources that we can do to make it known and expose it and where it needs to be exposed. You know, with that, you know, I'm gonna take a caller. Caller number one, they've been holding for a while here, so I'm gonna take a question here and see who we got on the line here. I'm caller number one. Caller number one, you're live on Where They Do That Radio. You're live with Ms. Nadine Fry. Who we got checking in tonight on Where They Do That Radio?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello? Can
hello,
you hear me?
You have Cheryl.
Yes, okay, we got Cheryl on the line. Cheryl, I see you've been holding on the line. Look, we appreciate you calling in and checking out tonight's broadcast. Like we're saying, have you had a chance to read Miss Nadine Frye's book yet, Only the Strong Survive?
I have had a chance to meet Miss Nadine Frye and read her book.
Great. Well, look, I'm going to tell you this, man. Very awesome woman. Very inspirational woman. So while we got you on the air live, is there anything you would like to add or comment on, or, you would like to send your, and like I said, we're on the radio, we say shout outs. Do you have anybody you would like to thank or just, just add to what we're already discussing?
Well, I would like to give a shout out to Miss Nadine Frye personally.
Okay.
Because she was inspirational a person to me as far as me meeting her in person at the Sisters Only in Charlotte about a month ago. And when I got her book and I took it home and I read it, I was like so amazed, overwhelmed of everything she endured. And, she had like a solid foundation, as far as her way of thinking. Because she never gave up. And not only that, she was more of an intercessor. So what she did was pray through all her struggles, her battles, her demons. She prayed. And the Lord made a way. Every time she got on her knees, because she had that determined faith. Sometimes we have to have crazy faith.
That's right.
And she had that crazy faith. So it would take us to the next level.
That's
so
right.
I just thank God for her.
Thank you so much.
That's God for you because, you are an encouragement to young women that's going through domestic violence. I've been through domestic violence myself. And so my thing is, if the old saying used to be, if you can't beat them, join them. But, honey, you don't join no domestic violence, no way, shape, or form. If anything, you pack up and leave. And you never let a person know that you're going to leave, because once they know you're going to leave, they're going to try to stop you. So I thank God she had the holy boldness to conquer those situations when she did. Because sometimes when a person's at their peak and when a person's at that point in their life, your mind going to go, well, should I attempt to kill that person or should I walk away? So my thing is she didn't involve none of her loved ones, not even her siblings, but she let God fight her battle. And a lot of times, that's the thing we have to do. We have to let God fight our battle, no matter what we're dealing with.
That's right.
We don't need the family members in it. We don't need to put, because you know what? When you put somebody into a situation like that, that means an innocent person gets hurt or end up killed.
Uh-huh.
And you see that into a loved one, because that'll be on your conscience. So she doesn't have to worry about that being on her conscience. I love her book. I think it's awesome. I think it's uplifting. I think it's inspiring. I think it's encouraging. And I would tell anyone that's listening tonight, the book is worth getting. I'm looking
so
forward
much
to getting the other one also.
All right. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Definitely. Hey,
you have me in tears now.
I'm telling you, look, you have gained a lot of things.
It makes me feel so good when I know I'm helping somebody.
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's about doing just that. Cheryl, we definitely appreciate you calling in. And like I said, this is not the end. This is the beginning. Miss Nadine's going to be here every Sunday, 9 to 11.
Yes.
To definitely, take the calls, take the support. You know what I'm saying? She's got Ariana's Revenge that's out there now. It's a lot of things that's just getting ready to take place. What we decide to do on where they do that radio is just get more involved and just bringing this whole urban awareness to as many of our listeners that are already out there.
Yeah.
Because it's a healing process for us all.
Not only is it a healing process, this is based on what the sisters, the single mothers, the sisters, whether they married, single, or abandoned, neglected, or rejected, or what. It's about us coming together, trying to understand the healing process, trying to understand one another, far as being accepted. You know, a lot of times we're not accepted because we have low self-esteem. But, you know, we cannot let that low self-esteem back us up in a corner, because right now we need to come out of that corner and begin to fight back, take back what is rightfully ours. And that's our dignity. That's our morals. That's our values, you know, because, you know, we all brought with a price, but sometimes we allow the price tag to be put on our bodies, on our
That's
dignity. And, you know, nothing is worth selling your body for to get
That's
what you
right.
got, to get
right.
you want to fight, you know. So my thing is getting our sisters together. That's my whole thing. Getting out, I told Nadine this a while back. I said, I want a lot of our ladies that feels like they left out, cast away, rejected, to come together. We don't even know how
many. I was at the Sisters Only. I spoke at Sisters Only about my book, and it was about 5,000 people there. And then I remember Cheryl came up to me and started talking to me about my book, and did she talk? But that's what she was. And I'm like, you was abused too? And she said, yes, I was.
That's right.
And she took that book home, and I know now she read it, but thank you so much, Cheryl. But I met a lot of people with Sisters Only because that's where I went. It wasn't about the book. It was, I wanted the people to read. But I've been through it, but look at me now. I'm still here.
That's right.
So thank you so much. We got a lot of steps to climb, but you know what? Glory be to God, because you know what? I'm in it for the long haul.
That's right.
Yes.
Ain't no way I can turn back now, because he didn't got me this far. He's going to get me farther. But y'all continue to keep me in your prayers. Nadine, I will be getting your book.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. We appreciate you, Cheryl.
All right.
All right. Look, this is what I'm talking about. Again, we have a lot of people, a lot of folks on the line. You know, and also just like from last week's broadcast, I'm going to tell you what was one of the moving things that really inspired me. You know, and I tell the artists this all the time, and I tell the listeners this all the time on where they do that radio. It was so great that we had a lot of young men that came forth to really kind of shed some light on their dedication to really help bringing this level of awareness out and helping,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the community. As a matter of fact, you know, like I said, I know, Corey, if you're out there, man, hey, I got you. But we got a lot of guys, you know, they say, well, normally during the week, you know, you can call me, you know, mm-hmm. like Corey goes by Hitman during the week. But he said, when I'm on the Nadine Fry Show, go call me by Corey. Use my real name, because I want people to really understand where I'm coming from. But I got another gentleman on the line as well that I definitely want to take this call from. Me and him, we kind of talked, and I invited him to the show to definitely be, you know, because he definitely, you know, he's a working artist. Artist that's in the industry, and he's actually a single father who, you know, is doing his part, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so, you know, definitely want to get him involved. So I'm gonna take this caller right quick, and I'll see if I still got him on the line. Caller number 11.
Yo, what's up, bro?
What's up, man? What's up, man? Hey, I see we got you on the line here, man. We're live with Miss Nadine Fry, man. I told you this lady here, awesome. And I was just, you know, just sharing with us a little bit about what you was talking about earlier, you know, how you were involved in the community and this, that, and the other. But just from what you heard thus far, man, while we got everybody on the line, 22 million listeners there, you know, tell the world who you are. They know you who you are from your music. But from a man standpoint, and for all of the new listeners that are tuning in on the Nadine Fry Show, let the world know who you are, and just add any comments or concerns about all the stuff we discussed, you know, up to this point.
Well, I go by the name Southpaw the Money Maker, but my real name is Mark Britton. Right now, I mean, currently I coach Little League in my community, Little League football, Little League basketball. And like you said, I'm a single parent. I got custody of both my sons. And, well, and it really gets deeper than that, because me just listening to what they've been talking about,
mm-hmm.
when my baby son was 10 months old, he was abused and put in a coma, and it left him with brain damage.
Wow.
And he didn't supposed to make it tonight. You know, I didn't want to go into detail on it, because I really wasn't looking for sympathy or nothing like that, but it's like
with
them expressing themselves, I mean, I had to just open up, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Right. And, I mean, that's my battle, and that's my cross I carry. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, motivating me to grind my music and just try to at least stir these, like, these young dudes around here in my community in a different direction. Like, not the older ones, but I try to catch them while they're young. You see what I'm saying? Before they even influenced or turned out on anything, to try to get their mind focused in another direction. And me going through the things I went through with my son, I mean, it just opened my light up to a whole nother outlook on life I didn't even know nothing about or wasn't even just comprehending before it happened.
Exactly.
So, in a nutshell, him getting hurt saved my life.
Exactly. I know what you're talking about.
Exactly. And this is why, you know, the urban awareness is so critical to all of what we're doing right now, because, see, people have to realize, see, there's a lot of things that we get exposed to from one side, and without them fully conceiving and understanding the method or the motivation or why things are being done, all the great work and things are being done, you know, will be lost if we, like you just said a mouthful. Capture them while they're young and steer their minds to the things they need to be aware of, so a lot of this stuff can be prevented. That's the key. And see, more of us, you know, and I'm speaking and being media as well, more of us have to come forward and let the world know, okay, well, I may be doing this, that, and the other Monday through Friday, but you got to understand the method to the madness of what I'm doing. My purpose is this. And so when they feel, you know, because I'm going to tell you something, but before you said that, man, I had no idea. But that is so, like I said before, man, this show, having Ms. Nadine Fry a part of what's being done, and just for some reason other than I'm just going to say it on the air, man, it's only God that's really doing it, because there's a reason why all of us are being drawn to be able to speak on this level on these things that we're speaking, because more people need to be aware of that.
Exactly. Right. I just want to say one thing to this young man. What's his name?
I was saying him again, man. Hey.
Mark.
Roy?
Mark. Yeah.
I just want to say one thing to you. If you've never been said to you before, I'm going to say it. Thank you. Thank you for being a mother and a father to that child.
That's right.
Because that's what you are.
That's right.
God is going to bless you tremendously, because you're taking a part of yourself and put it into that child that child needs. That child is going to be somebody awesome.
That's
because
right.
He's going to look back and say, I made it because of my mother and my father. And the both are in you.
That's right.
So God has blessed you with so much strength to take care of this child. What happened just gave you awareness that I got to watch him just a little bit more closely.
That's right.
But know how many men... I have a daycare with 153 children. How many men are taking care of their children by
themselves? Amen. Amen.
You are blessed tremendously. I thank you. If nobody has ever, and I love you, I don't know you, but I just thank you. That's the kind of person I needed.
That's right.
Because I used to go to my biological father, and he would call my mother to come get me. See, you are a man. It's a difference in a father and a boyfriend, but you are a man,
right.
And I thank you for it, because I love children. Children is my ministry.
Right. I consider myself to be a child advocate, you know, like.
Yes, you are.
And see, it's like on top of what and most people would think just because I have custody of my kids, and it'll turn me out for children. Like, I can use it as an excuse. Well, my son has special needs, and I don't have time for this. But really, it's my motivation to just, you know, to just give these kids some kind of outlet or alternative. Because, like, with me even having my own recording studio, I record kids in my neighborhood, but free of charge.
That's right. He gives. Exactly. He is definitely, and like I said, he is in our top 30. For all y'all don't know, I'm going to use his real name tonight, Mark, but he's on our top 30 most requested artists. So he has a definite listening base, and this is why it's so important that more of our listeners really understand
the work that these artists are putting into all this, and what's the motivation on the other side of it. So when they see Mark doing what he's doing in the community from a musician standpoint, you can also identify him, okay, well, he's not just rapping about it. He's doing something, and he's tangible. He's someone that I can relate to because, you know what, there's things that he does, you know what I'm saying, that shows the, you know, the true genuineness in people, and then that's something that really has to be brought forth. It's not enough of that. What we're getting at is not enough of that, and we all, the way they do that radio, man, we applaud you for that, man, because that's what's needed, man. That is definitely what's needed. I told you it was going to be an awesome show, man. You guys got my switchboard blowing up.
And when he says special needs, and that's what the children are, special needs, but it's not that they need us. We need them.
That's right.
And Mark knows it's a need there that his son gives him.
That's right. Right.
That special love.
That's right.
And he needs somebody. God wants him to just raise that son, because, see, my son, the part of his brain that tells him to walk and talk, it's not even there. Mm. If you put my son's brain on the x-ray, the doctor don't even know why he's walking.
Right.
And talking,
right.
And driving.
That's right.
I mean, that's so like even with my son. They were saying he wasn't going to make it through the night. I mean, he was 10 months in the coma. He's 3 now. I done had him for over 2 years.
Yeah.
They said he wasn't going to eat by mouth. He was going to be deaf. He was going to be blind. But, I mean, he hasn't started walking yet, but he's trying to talk. He laughs. He rolls. He a normal kid. And his fight and his determination is where I draw my strength. Because as long as he keeps fighting, how can I quit?
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Man. Oh, man. Boy, I tell you.
Well, you know, God has the final say.
He always do. And like I say,
I don't believe nothing the man say about what they're not going to do.
That's
because
right.
When I had read, they said, you need to put him in a nursing home. A nursing home for a child, they say he'll be a vegetable the rest of his life. And in the book, True Grit, you can see he's getting married on the front cover.
That's right. That's
getting
right.
married and don't even have a part of his brain to tell him to walk and talk. He ain't supposed to be walking because he don't have it in his brain.
But
his brain is damaged.
That's right. But it's not what man says. It's what God
says. It's what God says.
Right.
He just
I just thank him again.
Man, I thank him too.
I wish, is Mark in Charlotte or Atlanta?
He's actually, go ahead and tell me.
Yeah, I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee. About an hour from
Atlanta. I wish he was in Charlotte.
Man, I'm telling you,
I would definitely take that child.
I'm trying to tell you.
I have a daycare center with 153 children.
Well, I'm going to tell you what's been in the making right now. A lot of these artists, with their music and their influence, we are putting together an urban awareness program that we can actually work, you know, throughout the community, throughout the states. And this is what this is all about, is getting folks involved from an artist perspective, from a working advocate perspective, using what God has given them, and then being able to really, because see, you know, through his music, he's going to be able to reach certain folks that me nor you can reach.
Exactly.
And see, and that's the key. That's what everybody's got to realize. Everybody has something to bring to the table and give to this, you know, that's being done. And again, man, like I said before, man, boy, man. Hey.
But you know something, I'm going to tell Mark one thing. So my son has cerebral palsy, so when he was in school, you know, and he wasn't talking the way he was supposed to, he couldn't tell me if he was being abused or anything. But what I found out was when his temperature went up, something was wrong.
Mm.
So his temperature went up a couple of times in the classroom, and I knew something was wrong with him. And what it was is he didn't want to be in that classroom with the children in the wheelchairs because he didn't think he would like that. I figured out a way to find out when my child was being mistreated because people will tell you
right. They
love your child. They don't care nothing about them. All they want is money. But when I put my kids in a certain child center, and his temperature was going up, but he wasn't sick.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, my God. So when my child's temperature go up,
that's
he's
right.
upset.
That's right.
So I didn't want to tell Mark that. Start taking his temperature.
That's right. Do what you have to do.
Whenever he's feeling bad, his temperature going to go up.
Exactly.
I mean, I can see that, like, his whole attitude or demeanor changed. Like, he let you know if he don't like something.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. My grandson the same way. He's been he was diagnosed with epilepsy recently, and he went through a series of seizures, you know, in the last couple of months, you know, as many as about, you know, between 7 and 11 within the last couple of months.
Yeah.
And at first they said it were fever off seizures, but then, you know, that was a misdiagnosis from the doctor's standpoint. We later discovered that he had epilepsy. And it's what you just said just made perfect sense. It's certain things that they're exposed to where they will let you know whether something's
mm-hmm.
right or wrong.
They'll let you know.
They'll let you know. But, man, hey, man, you got the lines blowing up. We got a couple more callers take place, man. We don't want you to go no way, man, because, man, you just gained a whole new level of fans, man, with that
yeah.
one. Yeah. And look, that's real. But definitely, I want you to stay on the line. I'm saying we're going to take another couple of callers right quick, and we're going to definitely get back to you, man. Appreciate you calling in, man. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. That's what's up. Like I said, we got them lined up, and like I said before, there's a lot of things that, you know, we as a community, we just have to do. And, you know, and it's going to be, it's just like you were saying earlier, and just, you know, I'm going to take another caller. But before I take this next caller, just kind of, you know, so everybody really gets the whole picture of what's being done, just explain to our listeners again, who was the first lover of music?
God.
That's right.
You know, the devil was over the music in heaven.
That's right.
And he was a director. And as he walked, the music just came from his wings. Mm-hmm. He was one of the prettiest one in heaven. And God sat and listened to the music. Devil was over the music. So God was, that he loved music. That's why he said in the Bible, you know, praise him. Praise me with music. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
That's right. And that's why you know, as artists and as musicians, we have such a huge duty to these listeners.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what you do. It's where you take your listeners. It's
right.
what you know, there's a reason why you may go on a certain level to attract that listener, but take them somewhere. Don't just lead them astray,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's the problem. The machine on the other side, and like I said before, I have no problem with saying this because I'm involved in media. They will, if you leave it up to them, they got a program already set up and designed that's meant to do one thing and one thing only. That's their products and services, and
mm-hmm.
it gets you to dig into your pocket for whatever cause they've drawn out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are in that limelight and you have that focus of these listeners and you have their attention, it's left up to you, that artist or musician, to take them where they need to go.
Exactly.
You have to, because if you don't, they are only going to keep in mind, if the kids are drawn to your music, then you definitely need to be taking them somewhere with the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because this may be the only way, the only release they have. This may be,
you know, a while back you were saying about, I think it was your uncle, someone wouldn't let you hear nothing but church music.
Yeah, that was my grandfather.
Because it gets in your spirit.
That's right.
You know, when you look at a scary movie and that music start playing, that scary music, don't you get fear?
Yeah, exactly. It definitely
gets in your spirit.
It's right. It affects your spirit. It sets the tone. And that's why,
yeah.
You know, it's so many things that could be done with this. This is why it's so critical with our artists, because see, on one side, you got the secular world saying, okay, well, you know, if you, and I'm only using hip hop music as an example because it's one of the most influential genres of music today, because it talks about so many different things from a culture standpoint. And, you know, the media has figured out, okay, well, if we can keep hip-hop in a box where, okay, if you're going to do a rap concert and you're going to do this, that, and the other, if we can keep it on one side
mm-hmm.
where it's inviting to everybody that's out there where they'll at least participate, but if we can keep it dark enough where once it gets too big, we can kind of take away that level of control away from it, then they are controlling it from that standpoint, only because from within, the artists and musicians haven't realized the magnitude and the power that they possess.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They realize
they're
that.
They're gifted.
That's right. But that is definitely.
Touches people. That's why they want to dance. You hear music, you want to dance.
Yeah, that's right. You definitely want to do that.
Praise God.
Definitely. But I'm going to take another caller right quick.
Okay.
I got another person just tapped in, so I'm going to definitely see what else we got out here. Let's see. Caller number eight, you live on Where They Do To That Radio, coming live with Miss Nadine Fry. Who we got checking in tonight? Hello, call them eight. You're live on Where They Do That Radio, coming live with Miss Nadine Fry. Who we got checking in tonight?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? We can hear her. Can you hear? Hello, ma'am. Caller number eight, you're live on Where They Do That Radio. Who we got checking in tonight?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear us?
Yes.
Great. Who we got checking in tonight? What's your name?
Must can't hear.
I don't think they could hear. Hello, can you hear us?
They might have
internet
on and the phone.
Yeah, might be. We'll come back. I got another
okay
caller. Let's see who else we got out here. Yo, caller number 10. Caller number 10, you live on Where They Do That Radio. Who we got checking in tonight? Caller number 10. Caller number 10, I think they're there. They pressed one on the dial. Can you hear me? I'm going to take one more call. See if we can get them back on the air here. Caller number 10.
Hello.
You live. Yes, there we go. Who we got checking in tonight?
This is Calvinese and Joseph Williams.
All right. We got Mr. Williams on the line, man. How you enjoying the show, man?
Hello.
Man, I'm out here, man, doing work, brother. I'm headed back in now. I was down on the other side of Vidalia, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm just setting up some book signings for Miss Fry.
Okay.
Got a couple of signings that's coming up in Augusta, in Savannah, Waynesboro, Georgia. Statesboro,
right.
Georgia, Vidalia, Georgia. Just been riding, man, putting in work.
Okay, hey, that's what it's about. That's what it's about, man. How you enjoying the show so far, man?
Oh, man, I'm loving it. I'm glad that you're giving the rap guys, some great inspiration, especially Mrs. Nadine Fly there. They really need it. Because a lot of them, they think that, you know, the rap game is one way when it's really another way.
The other way. That's right.
You know,
right.
Yeah, and they need to stay positive, you know,
and
keep their eyes on the prize.
That's
you
right.
You know, I try to tell a lot of them this, but a lot of profanity needs to come out of their songs. Because
mm-hmm.
I just got in contact with a couple of radio stations, and they're not going to play no more unsigned music if it has profanity in it. So
mm-hmm.
they're going to have to do clean music anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that your station is a blessing to them because,
yes,
you know, if they go anywhere else, you know, it's not going to happen.
Exactly. But, I mean, this is why we decided Where They Do That Radio. We would give a genre to these artists where they can be heard and be exposed,
mm-hmm.
but also at the same token of exposing them, also showing there's another side than just what's being done.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's kind of like, you know, I looked at it in this way. Where They Do That Radio has to be in an area, in an environment where we can definitely attract the brightest and the best that are out there. And being able
right.
to have them exposed to a lot of listeners who will definitely vibe on what's being done. Now, once they have gotten the attention of these listeners, hey, the sky's the limit from that point on where they can
right.
go. You know,
right.
and so a lot of the artists, see, we're looking at the artists a lot of different ways, but the great thing about it is they are real people just like you and me that
yes, right.
are using what and
right.
using what God has given them to do something different. Or break away
right.
from the norm of everything that's being done. And as
yeah,
long
right.
as that key component stays intact, they
right.
won't lose your listeners when they branch over into mainstream. But what we
yeah.
also hope will happen with that is that we also give them a platform where they can thrive, where they can grow,
right.
where they can
right.
be heard. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, there's a lot of reasons for certain things that the way they have it structured. So I understand the syndicated game completely. I understand
right.
what they want. Versus what they're willing to do. The thing is, well, Where They Do That Radio, you're definitely right. syndicated radio has already made a decision on what they will play and what they will
right.
do. And as
right.
long as they keep, as long as they keep doing what's being done, what they do to that radio is not going anywhere. And
right.
then with that being said, we are not only just focusing on one aspect or genre of music, but all music, all different types, because God has given each and one of these artists a voice to be heard. And that's the key. See, it's kind of like how I looked at it from one aspect. You know, everybody's, you know, if you don't watch the Ray movies, you see, you know, when Ray Charles started out in music, he came from one
right.
genre, but he totally switched it around when he became mainstream. But you
yeah.
wouldn't know that unless you walked with Ray, unless you've seen where he came from one standpoint to another. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and so a lot of these artists, like I keep saying, and I believe this in all my heart, that they will be the individuals that will change this entire game completely because of how intuitive they are into their craft, how dedicated they are, and their motivation for doing.
Right, right,
and
right.
That's,
you have one artist. I have to applaud his music. You know, because the style that he has, you know, is basically, you know, he talks about life, you
yes.
know, and the struggle.
Yes.
100 watts.
Yes, yes,
you know?
Yes.
Yeah, he has some good songs. He does, you know.
Exactly.
And, he always talks positive. You know,
exactly.
he's keeping everything positive, man. You know, and if he's talking about
realize what God is, that God wants them to play music, and they got that gift. Once they realize that, then they'll all change, and they'll change
right.
on their own. They'll be wanting to because when the guy said, "Don't even use my other name,"
that's
when you
right.
talk on Miss Nadine
right.
Fry show,
hey.
Use my real name.
Hey.
That was a change.
Right. That was
not
a change. That's a change. Exactly. That's a change right
yeah.
there. So it's already there. It's
yeah.
the thing is, we just have to continue to build the momentum and continue to bring in the listeners that can definitely appreciate what's being done. And like
yeah.
I said, and you know, I appreciate all you guys' support. Yo, this is going to be a very, 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 very intuitive, you know, show, very interactive
right.
with the community. A lot of things are getting ready to take place. We're trying to take as many folks with it as possible, man. And that's,
right.
that's what it's about. But definitely, Joseph, man, I know you out there working, man. You better take
yeah.
it easy out there.
Well, he's trying to get
okay.
a movie, I guess.
Okay. Well,
I got about another 2 hours before I get to the house, you know. So, yeah, I'm out here in the dark roads, man. There ain't no lights or nothing, man. Completely
oh my goodness.
Wooded areas.
Oh yeah, you
yeah,
oh my goodness. Oh, you out
in
the
boondocks, man.
But we got
yeah,
man. Hey, but look, just stay tuned because you know what I'm saying. We got some definite callers calling in. We got a lot of
okay.
folks that definitely want to give the input.
Right.
We appreciate you doing what you do, man. Definitely. You know, we already
okay.
got a couple of artists that have already dedicated themselves. Look, when Miss Nadine ready to do the movie, she's gonna have all the actors and sounds. The soundtrack
right.
you gonna need. They already committed to
this
that.
My talent agent on the line.
Right.
And he's gonna be looking for talent.
That's right. He's gonna be
right.
looking for talent. So that's
right.
what we gonna do. But
now
we appreciate.
Well, I'm gonna let y'all go because I'm finna ride in a bad area now. So I'm gonna let y'all go. But yeah,
okay, you better
definitely
go.
We'll be looking for the talent though. You know, we'll be
okay.
looking for the talent for the soundtrack. As a matter of fact, we'll be doing two. We're gonna do two short films at one time. You
gotcha.
Know, and it's going to start October the 2nd in Atlanta, Georgia at the Gotta Dance Studios in Atlanta.
All right. All right.
So you know, everybody get geared up for that, you know.
That's right.
So I'm
going
to let y'all
right.
go. I appreciate y'all time and, you know, and everything. Like I said, I'm getting ready to ride in some bad areas, and I hate, you know, for the phone just to hang up. But y'all
gotcha.
Have
okay.
a blessed night, and I'm
okay.
going to continue on listening to the show.
All right, that's what's up, man. Appreciate
yes,
you.
I told him, just keep praying.
That's right, keep praying, man.
Okay.
Keep doing it.
Yeah.
You already know.
In that bad area.
You already know this, man. I'm going to take another caller right quick. Let's see here who we got online here. Let's see. Caller number 10. Well, actually, they just moved to caller number 9. Caller number 9, you are live on Where They Do That Radio. Who we got checking in on Where They Do That at?
Hello?
Hello, yes, you're live on Where They Do That at Radio. Who we got calling in tonight?
This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How you doing tonight?
All right. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Doing great. How you enjoying the show thus far?
I'm enjoying it. It is wonderful. Miss Nadine and the other guy, Corey, they almost had me in tears.
Oh, man, I am telling you, man. Now, that was my guy, Mark, and I'm going to tell you, yo, Corey was on last week. I think I seen him call in earlier. I hope he can call back in.
Okay, well, I apologize, Mark.
Yes, well, I'm telling you, Mark, look, he is.
Yeah, Mark, isn't that something? Mark is something else.
Yeah,
he's a blessing.
He is a blessing. And see, a lot of folks don't realize, see, a lot of these guys that are on what they do, that radio, with their music that they do, there's a great motivation for that. And that's what the world needs to hear, and that's what they need to see. But definitely, while we got you on the line, Debbie, I mean, you got any questions, concerns, comments you would like to add to the show while we got Miss Fry on the line?
I just wanted to comment on all three of her books. They are wonderful. And I can't wait for part two of Ariana's Revenge. That was mind-blowing.
Okay. All right. I'm telling you, look, it's off the chain. Look, I had a chance to sneak peek kind of all three, but, man, I'm still working my way through the first one because it's like,
well,
wow.
You need to hurry up because you are missing out.
I'm
need to go into acting school so you can play in the movie.
Okay.
I'm selling it.
He's looking for actors, actresses.
I'm looking for actors and actresses. My talent agent just hung up now.
Hey, got the talent agent that was just in. You got plenty of musicians, and you got musicians out there.
I got the musicians to play background, so I just need some actresses.
Exactly, because, I mean, that's what's up. But definitely, we definitely appreciate you calling in and supporting the movement. Like I said, Miss Fry's going to be a regular part of the show every Sunday from 9 to 11. And so, hey, you know, we're gonna keep doing this thing, you know, as it continues to grow and get bigger. We're going to take it to the masses. We got over 22 million listeners that tune into our show nightly. And with Miss Fry being a part of the family, man, it's only going to get bigger, better, and stronger.
Thank you, Debbie, and I'm going to hurry up and finish that book for you.
Please do.
Oh, yeah.
I will.
Can't wait. Hey, this is what it is. But definitely, Miss Fry, we appreciate having you on tonight. We got a lot of people that definitely are inspired by what's being done. I got another caller that just hit in. We're gonna take another caller. Wow,
everybody
get in now. They want to talk. Okay, here.
Okay.
Caller number three, you are live on Where They Do That Radio. Who we got checking in tonight? Caller number three, can you hear me? You're live on Where They Do That Radio. Who we got checking in tonight? Caller number three, you're live.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm not sure that you can hear me. I'm calling in from Cincinnati. Am I caller number three? I wasn't sure which number.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. You are caller number three. We can hear you coming in loud and clear.
From the Cincinnati area?
From the Cincinnati area. Your number starts 513. You are in the
house. Okay. Okay. Hi, Nadine. Zanzetta Howard from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm a talk show host down here in the area. The name of the program is Voices of Experience, and yes, I had a chance to look at your all three of your books, and I know that you're working in the North Carolina area, but we want to give you an opportunity to come into the Cincinnati area and share on our television program here in Cincinnati.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh, to share with us about your experiences on Voices of Experience. And maybe you'll
Thank
be able
you
to
so
shed
much.
Some light. Yeah, shed some
All
light
right.
in our
come.
Community on your situation. So you think you'd like to come to Cincinnati area and be
I
on our
sure
television
will.
Program?
Yes, I will.
All right.
Okay. Uh-oh, she's going to take me away from you.
Hey, we'll be running up the rear. We'll be right there at the rear. Hey, she cover the TV. We'll cover the radio on the other side. We'll do it together. Hey,
just
hey.
Leave the information with the show, and I will be there.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, and not only will you get an opportunity to give exposure on your experience with your books in the Cincinnati area, by way of internet, it'll go all over the country. We have viewers in Florida and North Carolina and everywhere. So we want to get you in here to talk. So I'll leave
right.
that information.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay.
Well, look, Jeff, that sounds
Thank
like
you.
A plan.
Thank you.
Jeff, I tell you, if you would like, if you can grab this, if you can write this down, you can send the coordinates to GamerZone36@yahoo.com. And
what
then
is
we
that,
would,
Gamer?
Gamer is GamerZone36
okay.
at yahoo.com. And then we'll definitely get into it. We'll have her up there, man.
All
okay.
right. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, you all can come
all
on
right.
up here, too. We'll have you on the show, too, and talk to
hey.
You about what you're
oh,
doing
we're
in North Carolina.
Crew.
We'll bring the whole crew. It sounds like
bring
a plan.
The whole crew.
No, that sounds like a plan. All right. That's
okay.
That.
Sounds
all
good.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, this is what we're talking about. I'm going to take another caller right quick. We got everybody's calling in. Everybody's calling. Caller number four. You are live on Where They Do That at Radio. Coming live with Miss Nadine Fry. Who we got checking in tonight? Caller number four.
Hello?
You can hear my voice. Hello. You are live. We can hear you. Who we got calling in tonight?
Hello?
We can hear you. You're live on Where They Do That Radio.
Oh, yeah, this is Jacqueline.
Okay, how you doing, Jacqueline? How you doing?
Fine. I just want to call and say the book has been very inspirational to me. And just love the book. I read both of them, and she just keep on writing the book. I haven't read the third one yet, but I plan on to. So, Miss Nadine, you just keep on keeping on and just keep blessing everybody.
All right.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
All right. We got Jacqueline out. Where are you calling from, Jacqueline?
Charlotte.
All right. We got
All
Charlotte
right.
in the house.
Thank you.
Charlotte in the house. All right.
God bless you. We love you.
All right.
Love you, too.
All right. All right. Okay. Like I say, we have, again, like I say, I'm trying to tell you, we have them in the house, on the line.
Oh, boy.
I am trying to tell you, hey, with all this going on, like I say, definitely, for all of you guys who are tuning in tonight, man, this is not the end. This is only the beginning. And again, on Where They Do That Radio, coming live with Nadine Fry, you know, we definitely love the support. We want you guys to continue to do what you do. Definitely go out and read the book. Miss Nadine Fry will definitely be back tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow. I wish she could be back tomorrow. Oh, man. But she'll be back next Sunday. From
Maybe
nine.
I need more
days. I tried to tell you. But you know, it's okay. We're definitely going to work that out. But basically, again, for all you guys who definitely want to get involved in the what we're going to call it, it's urban awareness. But if you want to be involved in the program, send all of your support, comments, and so forth to GamerZone36@yahoo.com. You can also call and leave a message so we can definitely get back, you know, in touch with you, because we also do a Ustream broadcast, which is a live broadcast with all the commentary that we're talking about tonight, with, you know, a couple of, you know, pictures from the actual book, a lot of things you're going to be able to see on Ustream. But you can call the number, which is 1-888-826-9327. Once you dial that number, you need to put in extension 17303. Leave your name, leave your comments, questions, concerns, leave your email address, so we can definitely get you involved in this urban experience movement, because it's definitely going to be one that you definitely want to be a part of. We appreciate all of the artists, all of the support of everyone that's definitely been tuning into this broadcast. And like I said, man, we definitely, as a whole, as a group, really, you know, with what Miss Nadine is putting together and what she has done, and her inspiration is definitely going to be inspiration to us all. And again, you know, with that being said, you know, I'm almost ran out of time. I'm about to run out of time, but I got to do this, because, you know, we got a lot of listeners on the line, and we want them to be able to go away with something definitely positive besides everything that you've already discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, basically, I'm going to go here, you know, and the excerpt is basically, you know, from your experience, you learn that true love comes from God.
Yeah.
True love does come from God, and we have to realize that. And basically, what I would like to add to this is, everybody should know this scripture that I'm getting ready to read, which is John 3:16. But I'm gonna read John 3:16 and also John 14:21-23. And it says here, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me.
Yes.
He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus replied in verse 23, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him. And he, you know the rest.
And love yourself enough not to let anyone or anything destroy you.
That's
and Philippians 4:13, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Amen, amen, amen. This is what we're saying. There's a definite message, definite solutions. There's definite healing. It doesn't matter what genre of music or walk that you come from. You definitely are a part of a great calling. Now, we got 60 seconds left, Ms. Nadine. Is there anything you want to say to our listeners before we sign off?
I just love everybody, and I'll see you next week.
All right. Well, look, we appreciate the support. You guys keep doing what you do. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night. Same bat station, same bat time.
And be blessed.
And be blessed. You know, keep doing what you do. Keep calling in. Keep doing what you do. And like I said, this is not the end. This is only
the beginning.
This is just the beginning. All I can say is, wow, you guys just have to really, really, really take heed. Miss Nadine, we appreciate having you on tonight. We look
Thank
forward
you.
To having you on next week. I'm telling
all right.
you. All right. With
Thank
that,
you.
All right. With that, hey, we're going to let Yolanda have We're going to let Yolanda Adams take us home.
Let them be blessed. Thank you.
All right.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out because it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength and find, was it all in vain? Because the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday, 'cause I'm